Did want to talk to you a little bit about the program and how important it is from your perspective to be putting these employees together with these agri-food companies and producers, especially in a time like this.
Well, first of all, Tim, I want to say how proud we are that we have such dedicated people who are working in the front lines in our food processing industry, because obviously we all know it's an essential service. But it doesn't work if we don't have the people in the front lines making it happen. So we really want to say thank you to all the people who are providing that service. The other thing, of course, is in this pandemic, the chances of illness and the absenteeism is always going to be there. And if we have people who aren't there, we need people available that can fill the space on the line. We have a lot of people in the province that that are not part of an essential service chain that that don't have work, and we have a lot of our processing folks that need help. So we put together hopefully a plan that will connect the two, so we can have the people we need to reinforce the front line for those who are unable to do it.
We hear about the agri-food sector, but a lot of people may not. This must be tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people in an industry like this in Ontario.
Yeah, between 800 and 900,000 people that are involved in the food chain. Now, this goes right from the people who prepare the seeds to go in the ground, and the producers who plant the crops and harvest the crops, and the trucks that take it from the field to the processing plants, and the processing plants then process it, and then the transportation that takes it to the distributors, and from the distributors to the retailers, and then all the people who work in our front lines in our supermarkets are the last call. And of course, the shopper that goes to the store and buys it off the store shelf gets very upset and hurt when there's not enough food on the shelves. So that's why we're so proud of that whole chain, not just the processors are not just the producers, but all the people who make the food chain work, and still working after the first month of the challenges we face. We're still working, and the food is on the shelf, and we're very very proud of the people that are doing it.
Now, in the seed to sale chain, is there one section that's maybe hurt more than others, or that is in a bigger need than other sections of this chain?
Well, I think it's there's a challenge in every part of the chain. There are there may be somewhat different challenges in parts of it. The processing line, of course, you have to have people. It's a different type of work than being on retail, but the importance of them is just as important. If you have one person. Not that till you can't get it through. If you don't have the people stocking the shelves, it doesn't get on the shelf. And it's all part of that chain to make sure it gets from field to fork in the most effective way possible, which is what we all demand. Some areas, if you're buying a new car, it could have sat on the lot for a long time before it was sold, and if it doesn't sell today, it's okay for till tomorrow. And food is something that has to be moved through the chain in an orderly fashion. Milk doesn't keep forever, so you have to have fresh milk on the shelves on a regular basis. So again, the distribution is as important as the producer, and so the challenges are maybe slightly different in different sectors and different areas where their help is easier to get, but the challenges of needing the help to keep the chain going is the same all over the province.
Lastly, Minister, I was talking to a local grocer here who said not only is he keeping with the demand from the past, it actually has gone up between 200% and 300%. So in a time when there's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people off work, there's a bigger demand for what some parts of the sector across the country are doing. And agri-food actually is seeing a growth. So not only are you having to deal with a smaller group of people, but you're having to deal with a bigger demand as well.
Yes, I think what's interesting in it, obviously the food chain is in two in two streams. One is the stream that is in the food service industry. People go out to eat in restaurants and in the cafeterias and all those type of places. They buy it one meal at a time. And the other half is the food chain that goes into the homes. Now, when the pandemic forced us to close all the restaurants, all of a sudden the consumption for food to the dinner table at home has gone up. But the supply chain wasn't structured to change that from one stream to the other, because it's also prepared in the supply chain in slightly different matters and slightly different proportions and sizes and packaging. And so it took a while, and you would have seen, Tim, when it first started, there was an over purchase of products from people going home, and the stores, the milk wasn't on the shelf when the purchasers got there late in the afternoon, because more people had purchased milk. But that doesn't mean more milk had been sold in the province. It's just that the other milk that was normally being sold was not yet capable of getting to where the customers were, because that was in the food service industry. So there was a challenge for everybody to refocus their attention as to where the food needed to go. They did it very expeditiously and had it very quickly. At least I'm told now, most stores have milk and most stores have eggs and most stores have the meat on the shelf. So everything is coming along as it should. But there was a bit of a challenge of changing consumption. And all of a sudden, when the stores, when they didn't have milk on the shelf, they were getting in as much milk as they had in the past. But there was a greater demand, because there were more people that were buying it elsewhere before that are now buying it off the store shelf. So that needed some changing. And, of course, the whole logistics of it all from start to finish has to be changed to get it in the right place at the right time.
Anything else you'd like to add before we finish up today, Minister?
No, I think I very much appreciate being on here and to be able to get the word out to say that we have a very robust food system that hopefully will keep food on the shelves for everybody that needs it. And I want a giant thank you for everybody who is working in the food chain to keeping it that way during this time of stress in our society.
Minister Ernie Hardiman, Minister of Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs, thank you for the time today.
Well, thank you very much, Tim, for calling.
All the best.